For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Our next story is the latest in an ongoing series of reports we're producing about the impact of methamphetamine in our region. 42-year-old Chris Thomason of Glasgow was once what he calls a model citizen who coached Little League, held a management-level position at a local factory, and earned a decent living. Then he started smoking meth, and he lost everything. After going in and out of the legal system, rehab clinics, and halfway houses, Chris was ordered into the Barron County Drug Court program. He's been off of meth for 2.5 years now, and he spoke to WKU Public Radio outside the Barron County Courthouse, a place he came to know very well during his legal troubles. On a beautiful, warm spring day, Chris told us how his life changed after becoming addicted to meth, what it's like to finally be clean, and what he hopes for in the future.
I worked at a local factory. I started at that factory in 1991 at the lowest position in that factory, at $6 an hour in shipping and receiving. 13 years later, in 2004, when I got in trouble, I was the production manager making $50,000 a year plus bonuses, so a pretty good salary for this part of Kentucky. And all of that really was taken away. You know, I lost my job, I went through a divorce, I lost my home, you know, basically lost my kids. I mean, they disowned me for a while because of the shame, I guess, that you know, their dad had been in trouble, so I'd pretty much lost everything I could lose. And still, even at that, you know, it still took me 4 or 5 more years to ever come to the conclusion that addiction was ruining my life.
As vehicles make their way around the downtown square in Glasgow and people walk in and out of the courthouse, Chris talks about how he went down the pathway to meth addiction. As a teen growing up in Glasgow, he smoked marijuana with a neighbor near a baseball field. He eventually used and abused alcohol, cocaine, LSD, and Valium. Chris says he became intrigued with meth when he learned some people were using it as a painkiller and as a stimulant to stay awake for long periods of time. 7 years ago, he began experiencing back pain. He says he took meth as a way to dull the pain while also keeping him awake so he could work longer hours at the factory.
When I first ran into meth, I was actually snorting it. You know, a common way to use meth is to snort it. And I just didn't like that. I mean, it burned, it tastes bad, it messed with my, you know, my nasal passages. I mean, it caused me a lot of problems. But I will say, once I learned that you could smoke meth, I was immediately hooked, and I knew that. And if, you know, hindsight's 20/20, I wish I could go back and change that. But the first time that I actually smoked methamphetamine, I knew I was immediately addicted.
After numerous arrests, 4 stints in rehab, and time in a halfway house, Chris says he finally hit rock bottom and was willing to seriously commit to kicking his meth addiction. He was entered into the Barron County Drug Court program. It's located inside the courthouse. Standing outside the drug court office, Chris points to a yellow sign on the door that has details of an important event he's involved in.
We have a drug court graduation on Monday. Drug court's a program that I've been involved in for almost 2 years. To me, it's the best road to recovery. Just being out in probation and stuff just kind of gives you leadway really to get in more trouble. And the drug court program to me is a very good program, probably the best I've ever been involved in. It subjects you to drug testing every day at any hour of the day. So there's no gray area. You know, it's all black and white, and it kind of gets you involved, you know, makes you have a job, gets you back involved in the community.
When you say every day, any time of the day, so they could call you in the middle of the night and come to you, or you have to go to them to be tested? How does that work?
We call in every morning. We call a drug testing hotline every morning, and it'll tell you at that point, you know, what time and where, and you know, they have curfew checks at night. Yeah, they can check on you 24 hours a day, so it's a very strict but good program, in my view.
Back outside the courthouse, Chris reiterates the importance of that job component of drug court. For this former meth addict, the fact that an employer would be willing to take a chance on someone with such a past seemed like a miracle.
I work for Van Home Care, which is a medical equipment and supply company. It's kind of ironic. You know, we have a medical compound and facility, we have a pharmacy facility, and then we have the medical equipment facility, which I'm a bigger part of. I do a lot of work in the hospitals, the nursing homes. You know, I work with sick people on a daily basis. That job has been a godsend to me. It just kind of keeps me in perspective on how bad life is. You know, I see sickness on a daily basis. You know, I go to the adult daycare centers, you know, with the with these challenged kids, and you know, and it's a perfect fit for me, because my goal not only is to help somebody with addiction, you know, my goal is to help somebody, period, just in general. And if it's sitting at the nursing homes and talking to the little old ladies that might bring a smile to their face, or if it's sitting at the adult daycare center and talking to the mentally challenged kids, you know, and bringing a smile to their face, hey, that's it. Kind of helps me inside to repair some of the damage that I caused in the past, and it's just a perfect job for me.
So now that he's clean, what does the future hold for Chris Thomason? He's headed to Missouri, where he has a son and grandchildren. Chris says he's come to the realization he has to have a completely fresh start somewhere else.
You know, one of the big dangers of addiction is once you get back into life or society itself, is staying away from the old friends. They're not really friends, they're using buddies when it all boils down to it. But you just have to give yourself a new path in life. I've been in and out of jails and in and out of institutions and in and out of halfway houses, and I continued to find myself going back to the same old places. And you know, I could fight that temptation for a while, but I would always give in at some point. You know, a lot of people look at it as running away from your problems. I don't really foresee it that way. You know, I look at it as I'm running to something. I'm not running away from my life here or running away from addiction, because addiction follows you wherever you go. I just want a new start with a whole different surroundings. And, you know, I figure this is my chance. I don't want to look back in 5 years and say I didn't do this.
But for Chris, leaving Barron County will come at a cost. The person who he hurt the most through his meth addiction, but who at the same time loved and supported him throughout, is staying behind in Kentucky.
Looking back at the pain and the grief and the sorrow that I caused my mother, you know, there's no telling how many years that I've taken from her life, really, because of the worry that I caused her, you know, daily.
Is she proud of you now?
She's very proud of me now. She is. You know, we have a good relationship now. You know, when I was on meth and would stay gone for weeks at a time, you know, and not stay in contact with my mother, it was just devastating to her. We talk every day, several times a day, actually. You know, one thing in addiction, you know, you have all these friends or so-called friends, you know, and when you get in trouble or you're taken away, you know, the only one that was always there for me was my mother. And regardless of what I did wrong, you know, at the end of the day, my mother was always there. But she's my best friend. Actually, you know, she's my only friend. I mean, when times get bad, your mother's always there.
We've been speaking with Chris Thomason, a recovering meth addict from Glasgow who has been clean for 2.5 years. Chris is a Barron County Drug Court graduate who is planning a new life in Missouri. WKU Public Radio would like to thank Chris for his willingness to speak to us about meth's addictive powers and how it changed his life. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.